Welcome to Torah Rimecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Danielle Bloom, and today we will be learning Parshas Ekev. In our journey through Sefer Dvarim, we are exploring how this Sefer serves as Moshe Rabbeinu's living will to the Jewish people. In Parshas Dvarim, Moshe addressed the new generation, preparing them for the significant challenge of entering the land of Israel. He emphasized their readiness and the importance of embracing their heritage and responsibilities. In Parshas Veschanon, Moshe began to elucidate our mission on both personal and national levels. He underscored the importance of being a nation that represents Hashem in the land, highlighting the values and commandments that will guide us in establishing a just and holy society. Through his words, Moshe seeks to inspire and instruct, ensuring that we understand our unique role and the divine expectations placed upon us. In the epic words, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Moshe enjoins the Jewish people to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, to accept upon themselves the yoke of heaven. This is a unique and meaningful mission that only we can accomplish. What is this mission? Rashi told us to become partners with Hashem in making his name known throughout the entire world. Bayomahu yihya Hashem, echad ushmo echad. Having a clear mission or purpose in life is essential for everyone. Research consistently highlights the importance and centrality of meaning in our lives. It's no coincidence that this concept is central to how Moshe presents the teachings in our Chumash. People who lead lives driven by meaning tend to be happier, healthier, and live longer. They're also generally more successful in various aspects of life. Holocaust survivor and renowned psychiatrist Viktor Frankl delves deeply into this idea in his classic work, Man's Search for Meaning. Frankl observed that in the harrowing conditions of the concentration camps, it was often those who maintained a sense of hope and purpose who were able to endure and survive. He famously quotes philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, who said, "He who has a why to live can bear almost anyhow." Living life as a Jew, dedicated to the Torah, is the essence of meaning and ultimate purpose. This week, in Parshas Ekev, Moshe will continue to develop key themes that we will need to move forward individually and nationally. Specifically, we will focus on dealing with challenges, the importance of gratitude, and how one helps us manage the other. One of my favorite quotes is a line that Ramban uses in Shemot. Ashrei Adam she'omed b'nisyono, she'ein l'chaberia, she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu menasa osa. Fortunate is he who is able to withstand his challenges, because there is no creation of Hashem that will not be tested. Ramban teaches us that life will inevitably be full of challenges. This is something we must anticipate and accept. In Perek Ches, Moshe emphasizes the concept of nisayon, reminding us that nothing truly meaningful in life comes easily. Moshe first describes the wilderness experience as a test from Hashem, designed to see if the nation would remain faithful to his Torah. L'nasoscha, l'dasa sasher b'lvavcha, hatishmor mitzvosav imlo. To test you, to know what is in your heart, will you keep his mitzvos or not? As Moshe looks ahead to Bnei Israel's entrance into the land of Israel, he warns them of two potential traps. Taiva, the desire for physical success, and gaiva, the emotional hubris that comes from achieving it. The material success they are about to encounter is a double-edged sword. While it is a blessing, it also brings with it the dangers of indulgence and arrogance. This raises an important question. If Hashem blesses us with physical success for following the Torah, as stated in the second paragraph of Shema, which is quoted in our Parsha in Parak Yud Aleph, then why does this very success become a potential trap? What's the point? Why should we ask for a success that will inevitably lead to our downfall? What kind of success is that? Moshe is fully aware of these pitfalls, and he provides us with the solution. Gratitude. For each of these challenges, the antidote is cultivating a deep sense of gratitude. This reinforces a theme Moshe began addressing earlier, emphasizing that the key to navigating the trials of success is to constantly remember that everything we have is a blessing from Hashem. By fostering gratitude, we guard against the dangers of taiva and gaiva, ensuring that our material success remains a source of spiritual elevation rather than a stumbling block. Last week in Shema, we were commanded to love Hashem b'chol ma'odecha, which is typically translated as with all your might. This phrase has deep and layered meanings. The Gemara extends its interpretation to include loving Hashem with all our wealth, recognizing that our resources and possessions are integral to how we express our devotion. Rashi, drawing from the Mishnah, adds an even more profound dimension, b'chol mida u'mida shehu moded lach, to love God with whatever measure of life he gives you. This teaching connects the word mida, measure or circumstance, and moda, to think. suggesting that our love for Hashem should manifest through gratitude in every situation, no matter how challenging or abundant it may be. We are called to serve and thank Hashem in all circumstances, appreciating every moment of our lives as a divine gift. This week, Moshe returns to this theme, expanding and deepening it further. As Bnei Yisrael prepare to enter Eretz Yisrael, a place of great physical abundance, Moshe anticipates the new challenges they will face. Not just the external battles, but the internal struggles that come with prosperity. He warns them about the seductive allure of Gashmias and the dangers it poses to their spiritual well-being. The land they are about to inherit is rich and bountiful, a place where they will have plenty to eat and enjoy. Yet within this blessing lies a potential trap, the temptation to forget the source of their blessings and to become consumed by the material world. Moshe offers a straightforward but powerful solution to this potential pitfall. Ve'achalta, ve'savata, uverachta. You shall eat, be satisfied, and then bless Hashem for the good land he has given you. This instruction is not merely about saying a blessing after a meal. It encapsulates a way of living that integrates physical enjoyment with spiritual mindfulness. Moshe does not ask the people to reject the physical pleasures of the land or to live as ascetics. Instead, he teaches them to embrace the gifts of this world with gratitude, recognizing that every bite, every moment of satisfaction is an opportunity to acknowledge Hashem's generosity. Gratitude in this context becomes a spiritual practice that guards against the corrosive effects of materialism. By regularly pausing to thank Hashem, Bnei Israel will reinforce their awareness of their dependence on Him, even in times of plenty. This practice serves as a reminder that their success and prosperity are not solely the products of their own efforts, but gifts from Hashem given with love and care. Moshe then addresses a related but distinct challenge, the danger of gaiva. When Bnei Israel achieve success in the land, there is a risk that they will become arrogant, attributing their accomplishments solely to their own abilities. Moshe foresees this temptation. V'ram livavecha, v'shachachtas Hashem Elokecha. Your heart will become haughty and you will forget Hashem. V'amarta b'livavecha, kochi v'otzem yadi asali asachayel hazeh. You will say in your heart, my strength and the power of my hand made me all this wealth. This is a profound insight into human nature. Success, particularly when it is accompanied by wealth and power, can lead to a dangerous sense of self-sufficiency. People may begin to believe that they are the sole architects of their achievements, forgetting the divine assistance and the circumstances beyond their control that contributed to their success. Moshe's solution to the spiritual arrogance is, once again, rooted in gratitude. V'zachartas Hashem Elokecha ki hu hanosein lecha koach la'asos chayil. Remember Hashem, because He is the one who gave you the strength to make all this wealth. Here, Moshe is not denying the reality of personal achievement. He acknowledges the hard work and accomplishment of great things. However, he emphasizes that behind every success is Hashem, who provides the abilities, opportunities, and circumstances necessary for achievement. By cultivating a mindset of gratitude, Bnei Israel would be able to enjoy their success without falling into the traps of arrogance or materialism. Gratitude serves as a constant reminder of their relationship with Hashem, keeping them grounded and spiritually focused, even as they enjoy the physical blessings of the land. Moshe's teachings in these passages are not just ancient wisdom for the Israelites. They are timeless lessons for all of us. In our own lives, we too face the challenges of abundance and success. The modern world offers unprecedented levels of material comfort. But with it comes the risk of forgetting our dependence on something greater than ourselves. Moshe's advice: to eat, be satisfied, and bless Hashem, to remember that our strength comes from Him, is as relevant today as it was thousands of years ago. It is a call to integrate gratitude into our daily lives, ensuring that our material success enhances rather than diminishes our spiritual connection. As the parsha unfolds, Moshe continues to weave together the themes of gratitude, reverence, and the profound connection between living a meaningful life and cultivating a relationship with Hashem. Ve'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem lokecha shu'el me'imach. And now, Bnei Yisrael, what does Hashem want from you? What is He asking of you? Ki im liyiras Hashem Elokecha l'leches b'chol derachav l'ahava oso l'abodas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nashecha. Only this: to revere Hashem, to walk in His path, to love and serve Hashem with all your heart and all your soul. L'shmaras mitzvos Hashem v'schukosav asher nochi mitzavcha hayom l'tov lach. Keep Hashem's commandments and laws which I am giving you today for your good. At first glance, Moshe's words might seem like a paradox. He asks, and now, what does Hashem ask of you? And then he lists an all-encompassing commandment. It might seem overwhelming. How can Moshe frame such a comprehensive demand as something small or simple? The Gemara addresses this very question and responds by saying, yes, for Moshe it was indeed no big deal. But then the Mefarshim ask, how can Moshe speak as if he's addressing himself? After all, he's speaking to us, not just to himself. The answer lies in understanding Moshe's perspective. He's not simply stating what was easy for him. He's teaching us that the mindset of gratitude as he embodies it is accessible to everyone. Moshe's message is that we too can cultivate this attitude of gratitude. And by doing so, we unlock the ability to serve Hashem with joy and fulfillment. This verse is the source for our obligation to recite 100 blessings each day. The Gemara states, Al tikri ma elameya. Don't read the word ma as a question, but rather as meya. It's a play on words that reveals a deeper meaning. The answer to what does Hashem ask of us is to be grateful, expressed through the daily recital of 100 blessings. This gratitude is not just a requirement, but the key that transforms all of Avodas Hashem into an honor and a pleasure. Every moment becomes an opportunity to repay the immense debt of gratitude we owe Hashem for the countless gifts and even challenges he brings into our lives. Ramban further explains that these challenges are not mere obstacles, but the very means through which we grow and realize our potential. They are the tools Hashem uses to help us actualize our potential. Lahotzi me'akoach elapoal. Gratitude, therefore, is not just a passive feeling, but an active response that empowers us to face life's challenges with strength and purpose. Moshe is revealing a profound truth. The path to Yiras Shamayim and a meaningful life is not a burden, but a blessing. He's not merely asking for everything. He's offering us the keys to a life of true fulfillment and joy. Grateful people are inherently happier, and gratitude is the secret to unlocking this happiness. This halachic practice of reciting 100 brachos each day isn't just about ritual. It's a way of transforming our daily existence into an ongoing dialogue with the divine, a continual acknowledgement of the many gifts we receive. From the moment we wake up and recite Elokai Neshama, thanking Hashem for returning our souls, to the moment we close our eyes at night with the bracha of Hamapil, we are encouraged to recognize and appreciate every aspect of our lives. Whether we are giving thanks for the most mundane of bodily functions with Asher Yatzar, or expressing profound joy at the birth of a child with Shechianu or Hatova HaMeitiv, each blessing reinforces our awareness of Hashem's presence in our lives. This constant practice of gratitude is not just about acknowledging the good things in life. It's about cultivating a mindset that sees the divine in everything. Rambam in Hilchos Brachos emphasizes that the key to Yiras Shamayim lies in the careful and intentional recitation of blessings. He teaches that true reverence for heaven is rooted in an appreciation of the gift of life itself. When we truly internalize that every moment, every breath, every achievement, and even every challenge is a blessing from Hashem, our awe and reverence naturally deepen. Yiras Shamayim becomes not a difficult task, but an organic response to the overwhelming recognition of Hashem's goodness. This idea is echoed in modern psychological research. Richard Emmons, a leading researcher on gratitude, describes it as the recognition that, quote, life owes us nothing, and that every good thing we have is a gift. Modern studies have shown that gratitude has profound effects on our well-being. Grateful people tend to have stronger relationships, including longer-lasting marriages. They experience lower levels of depression and anxiety, and often report higher levels of overall life satisfaction. One of the most effective interventions for combating depression, according to many therapists, is keeping a gratitude journal, a practice that mirrors the Jewish tradition of counting our blessings throughout the day. In Judaism, the first thing a Jew says upon waking is Moda Ani, I give thanks. As Rabbi Sacks so beautifully put it, a Jew thinks before he thinks. This small but powerful ritual sets the tone for the entire day, orienting us toward a mindset of gratitude from the moment we open our eyes. It's a reminder that every new day is a gift, every moment an opportunity to connect with Hashem through appreciation and humility. Understanding this, we can better grasp the Ramban's interpretation of Moshe's words. When Moshe seems to present the all-encompassing demand of serving Hashem with everything we have as something small or simple, he's not minimizing the commitment required. Rather, he's emphasizing that this commitment is not just a demand. The answer lies in the last two words of Pasuk Yud Gimel. In the phrase, he writes, Nimshach el letovlach. When we recognize that all of Hashem's demands are ultimately in our best interest, for your good, we're willing to endure any challenge, to invest all our efforts, knowing that it's for our own benefit. This perspective transforms what might seem like a daunting task into something not only manageable, but life-affirming. Moshe's teachings in this parsha are not just about religious observance. They offer a roadmap for living a life filled with purpose, resilience, and joy. By embedding gratitude into every moment, we not only fulfill our spiritual obligations, but also unlock the secret to true happiness. This approach transforms every aspect of our lives into an opportunity for spiritual growth and connection, allowing us to navigate life's challenges with a sense of purpose and serenity. Gratitude, as Moshe teaches, is not just a response to the good in our lives. It is the very foundation upon which a successful and meaningful life is built. In this way, the mitzvah of reciting 100 brachos a day becomes more than just a ritual. It is a profound spiritual practice that reshapes our perception of the world. It helps us see that every moment is a gift, every challenge an opportunity for growth, and every success a reason to thank Hashem. Through this lens of gratitude, we can achieve the Yirat Shamayim that Moshe describes, and in doing so, we find not just spiritual fulfillment, but true, lasting happiness. I'm wondering if we could choose one practice this week to focus on, with the goal of deepening our gratitude. What if we commit to being more mindful during Moda Ani, the first words we say upon waking? This simple yet powerful declaration sets the tone for the entire day. By starting our morning with genuine attention and appreciation, we can cultivate a mindset of gratitude that carries through every moment. Alternatively, if you don't already say Hamapil, the blessing recited before sleep, that could offer another meaningful practice to adopt. Hamapil is a beautiful way to end the day with a sense of peace and connection to Hashem. It acknowledges that even our rest is a gift from the Creator and invites us to reflect on the day with gratitude before we close our eyes. Or perhaps there's another practice that resonates more deeply with you. Maybe Asher Yatzar or a gratitude journal. The key is to choose one practice that you can focus on consistently throughout the week. By dedicating ourselves to this practice, even if it's something small, we create a ripple effect in our lives. Gratitude becomes more than just an occasional thought. It becomes a way of life. And as we strengthen this practice, we'll find that our awareness of Hashem's blessings grow, enriching our lives with deeper joy and connection. Thank you.